Gangsta Bros out to all the females, you know what I'm saying? To all the little mamas out across America, worldwide.
And now, introducing and stating to the stage, y'all put your hands together, man, stage with the dope, feel my stomach, coming to you live and direct right inside now. Yeah, yeah.
Anastasia coming to you live from my homeboy's bathroom. This is the studio. Yeah, he got the styrofoam on the wall. We doing this thing. We gonna sell these CDs because this is quality merchandise up in here. So, y'all sit back and relax. Listen to this CD, pop it in there, bro. Yeah, blow this up. That's what I'm doing. No, I'm just tripping. I don't do no drug. I'm just saying, though. But if that's what you want to do, you just do that. Yeah, because I know people that do drugs. That's why I stopped doing them. People be doing drugs, be having problems. Especially after you stop doing drugs like me. They got this stuff they call triggers. And a trigger is anything that make you want to do some more drugs. Everything I know is a trigger. Because I used to do marijuana. And let me tell you about the triggers of marijuana. I think a tree is a trigger. Because a tree make me think of the greed on the marijuana. So that's why I think that's a trigger. I think anything that look like a piece of wood that can be smoked is a trigger. If you smoke cigarettes, for me, that's a trigger. I would appreciate if you didn't smoke cigarettes around me. That make me want to smoke weed. If you smoke black and miles, that's a trigger. Because I see smoke. That's a trigger because I used to smoke weed. And it came from smoke. Makes me think that I supposed to smoke weed. If your house catch on fire, that's a trigger, because there's smoke, and I like to smoke weed, but right now I can't. That's terrible, though. That's terrible. Man, I'm just glad I don't smoke crack, though, because people who smoke crack got too many problems. Man, look here. Look, I know, because I got some crackheads in my family. They try to make me believe I'm wasting money, too, but I don't understand their philosophy. Because all you do, you spend $10 on some crack, you need some more in 10 minutes. You spend $10 on some weed, you got you about 3-4 good hours before it kick off and you go have to go buy some more. Crack. These people do not eat when they on that. They be running around here trying to sell everything. What weed do, have you sitting there chilling, trying to eat you something. Crackheads don't eat. They worried about the next hit. Man, we got to eat. Because it's on the next hit. Look here, that's what that is. Weed. People can't trick you. You know if you got some good weed or not, you can smell it. It's like if it don't smell right, you don't know. What crackhead? Man, we sell them soap. I don't sell them soap. I'm just saying, people be selling them soap. They don't know what it is. Flour, baking soda, chalk. They get all types of things. They don't know what they get. They just be in the moment. They see that? Weed people is the weed connoisseurs. We check it out every time. We gonna raise it up. We gonna dump the bag. We gonna smell it. We gonna pinch it. We gonna squish it. We gonna see if we got enough of what we're paying for. And if the smell ain't strong enough, we ain't buying it. Cause look here, we don't think that's what that is. You done tried to get us with some bunk, some backyard grass. But I mean, crackhead. Oh, they don't got time for all that. They trying to get it and go. They trying to get it and go. They got to get to the next hit. But they will sell you anything. Crackhead come to my house with a 4-pack of douche with one up in there. What's wrong with her? How you gonna act like that? You just can't sell no anything. Crackhead will sell you anything. Came to my house talking about they had the antibiotics for the anthrax. Where the hell you get them? That's what I want to know. Where you get them? You had the anthrax? How you know them the ones that they had? Crackheads be having game though. Cause you got your quality crackheads. Then you got them bougie crackheads. The quality crackheads is the one that you'll buy something from again. You be looking for them for like the baby wash and all that. You be like, what the red at? They ain't been on the block in a minute. You know what days they coming, the 1st and the 15th. They know when everybody get their money, so they gonna hang around on the weekend. But them other crackheads, oh, them the ones you be looking for. You don't see them for about 2-3 weeks after you done bought something. Sell you a swimming pool with no little thing to go in the hole. And they would sell you a TV that they know don't work with the little VCR at the bottom. It's going to play the VCR for about 30 minutes, long enough for them to stand there and watch. Then it blow out. And then they won't get your money back. Say it was good customer service. You done bought that. They didn't know nothing was wrong with it. They can't get your money back. Crackheads will make you kill them. But weedheads, oh, you love them. They going to keep coming back. Well, crackheads do that too. I'm just saying, though. But weedheads come back on a different level. Weed don't break up no happy home either. Crack break everybody up. Crack had a whole family mad. And if both of the parents smoking crack, all hell finna break loose. Cause ain't nobody finna get the last hit. Everybody want to hit the last hit. They will fight, cut each other, stab, sleep all up under the tree, move out for 3 days, come back. Don't remember nothing done went on. Crack is bad. I done seen what it do to a happy home. I'm a product of it. That's why I used to smoke weed so much. Whew. That weed make you big, though. I just lost a little weight. Speaking of which, I love them big men. Ooh, especially the ones smoke killer. You know they gonna have something to eat all the time. And big men, they don't make you put in no lot of work. Not like them little fellas. Them little fellas, you need them sidebars on their leg, because when you trying to ride them or whatever, they give you the little rub burns. That ain't good. Can't even ride them right. That shit hurt. It hurt. It really do. Big dude, you trying to ride him, all you gotta do, hit that belly one time, let it rock, relax on it. You ain't gotta do no work, just bob the weed, bob the weed, bob the weed, bob the weed. And they always talking about a big man got a short thing. So what? What that mean? All you gotta do is stop stroking slow and long. Stroke slow and short. I mean, don't come up off the top. You'll feel like you got the whole piece. I mean, just take it down. Come up halfway. Don't go all the way up. Because it don't lose the mood till you fall all off the top and have to re-aim. I mean, everything will be all right. Big men is lovely. Don't take too much to turn them on either. That's what I like. I mean, especially if they got them little nipples, the little chest is hanging a little bit. They like to have their nipples fondled just as much as we do. Do that for them. They like that. What little brother want? Won't you lick out behind this old dirty-ass ear? I'm not licking behind this ear. Plus, I suck my thumb, so I already investigated. He got the little sweaty smell. I don't want to do all that. Suck on his neck. He got a rash, got eczema, skin all dry, flakes getting in my mouth. I can't be doing all that. Then he got the little old bitty chest. By the time I kiss one nipple, I done passed the second one. Get you a big man. You can kiss on his chest for 30 minutes, call it foreplay, and you finish. Shoot. Got a big old chest. Shoot. That's what I like about a big man. You can lay on top of him and roll over. Lay on the big man. Roll. Lay on the little man, I mean. Lay on the little man. Roll over one time. You done fell out the side of the bed. Get your big man. He got the whole bed covered. Then if you fall, he got that little cup in between his arm and his waist. Right there where they connect. You can catch in there. You can catch in there. You can do that. I like my big men. They gonna feed me. Little bitty brother. They ain't never hungry. When we gonna go out to eat? I ain't hungry. What you mean you ain't hungry? What you mean? And we don't do nothing. Cause they gonna follow it with a drink. Little bit of alcoholic. With big eyes. What's wrong with them? Why little people always have big eyes? Then they red. With some pink lip. What's wrong with them? Man. Have you ever seen some cockeyed people with contacts? I seen that trip me out. I seen the cockeyed man with some contact. Hazel. I thought he was kind of cute, too. I would jump from side to side so I couldn't get out of his way. So make sure you keep his eye on me. Yeah. I'm just trying this comedy thing. I'm just doing it. Just doing it. Cause I'm going to be successful at this right here. I got this going down. I'm going to do this damn thing. Once I make it big, I'm going over there, holler at Bin Laden, see if I can get a spot over there with him. Figure if I can make him laugh hard enough, they can find out where he at. Yeah, Bin Laden. I'm going to be all over there. Bin Laden! What's going on, Bin Laden? I know his people, though. They work at the 99 Cent Store over there in West Dallas. Man. I don't know what Jesus doing. These people down here going crazy. We done had a black sniper. What kind of... What is that? A black sniper. Black folk don't do nothing like that. Shoot, and he from Louisiana. It make you wonder about that voodoo. Some white folks done put some voodoo on him. That's what that is. Black people don't be no sniper. Shoot. I'm gonna be a stripper one day. Nah, I'm just tripping. Y'all supposed to laugh at that. I'm gonna be a comedian. That's what I am. That's what I do. But once upon a time, I wanted to be a stripper. For 2 days, I was successful at it. Till the girl next to me made her stuff blow a cigarette. I mean, it was smoking cigarettes and putting them out. That ain't no stuff no normal coochie do. I had to get out that business. Coochie ain't supposed to do that, climbing all up poles. Man, what's wrong with these people? And y'all give them a dollar. You need to quit giving them all your money, because ain't no normal stuff supposed to do all that. Need to pay for some basic flat on the back. The girls that can't do the tricks is the ones that really do the real tricks. Them girls that be doing all them tricks don't really know nothing. They be false advertising, like the ones that go to the club. You know the ones I'm talking about? One be driving it to the floor, bobbing and weaving, shaking it over, bend it over, shaking fast, bend it over like 6:30. Have you think you got some mean killer? You done watched all night do the South Dallas squat. Nah, all them dancing. Get her home, put up on your little old thing, she just fall all out. Bam! They hit the floor. She don't know what to do, can't ride nothing. You try to hit it from the back, she running from it. You got to chase up with her, catch up with her. What kind of thing is that? They don't do nothing for false advertising. Be misleading you. All brothers do it too, though. Oh, yeah, y'all got that quick little waist Elvis movement y'all be making. Yeah. Have a sister think she got a brother who finna hit it hard and long. Get there. What you do? We let you hit it from the back. We done bent it over like 6:30. You can't even take aim. You all up too high. You on your tiptoes. You're too low. Hitting a sister in the belly. What you doing? That ain't how you was swinging at the club. We don't like that. You shouldn't do things like that. And ladies, quit taking your ugly friends with you so you can pick up more dudes. That make them feel bad. You got about 30 numbers. They got 2. And the only ones they got was the dudes you didn't want to talk to. You give them the numbers. Quit doing that to make yourself feel better. Don't be taking the ugly people with you. Get somebody jazzy. Take them with you. Because if you balling like you say you balling, you'll still pull. I mean, divide the numbers up. Highest bidder, whatever. Do that damn thing. Woo! But you need to stay at them clubs so you can get saved. That's what you need to do. I'm going to get saved. I believe in the Lord. I really do. But church be tripping me out, though. They be, them folks be tripping. You go all up to the prayer line, they trying to tell you what to say, the little prayer warrior people. Tell me, I holler Jesus! Man, I holler Jesus for 30 minutes before I got to the front of the line. I ain't finna do all that screaming. I won't tell him what I want. I'm trying to tell you what to say. Tell him you want your soul cleansed. My soul is alright right now. I gotta ask him about some bills. What is we gonna do about this furniture? And little Mimi to stay next door with all these damn rats. That's what I wanna ask Jesus, but I don't wanna pray the wrong thing. Every time I don't be praying no bad prayer that something happened to somebody. I don't want Mimi to get put out. I just want her to move. Shoot. Talk to Jesus about what I wanna talk to Jesus about. But I think Jesus be kind of holding back on us, because if he already know what we gonna do, why he let us do some of this stuff we do? Like, I'd ask Jesus if he came down here and let me holler at him. Jesus, I know you already know what we gonna do before we do this here. So, why you let me talk to that brother right there and you knew he wasn't putting in work and he was lying about his job? And he had a wife with 3 kids. And he wasn't none of that what he was at. Why you let me hook up with him, Jesus? I mean, tell me this. What was I supposed to learn from this experience, Jesus? Because I'm very aggravated about this right here. Then Jesus probably say something like, hold that down. I'd be like, all right, Jesus. All right, Jesus. But I'm just saying, though, you already knew this was going to go down. Why you didn't tell me? Give me a sign or something. Throw another rainbow up in the sky. Sure. I think Jesus got some black in him, for real, though. Because I done read the Bible. I know what it say. And I done seen them movies. And I know one thing. Bethlehem look like the hood. Yeah, it do, for real. And then, peep this. When Mary got pregnant, Joseph didn't know who the baby daddy was. What? Ain't black to you? Ain't black enough? How about this? He fed 4,000 people with 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread, took over some leftovers on some barley bread. That's the cheapest bread you can get. Jesus wanted some leftovers. No, he could have made some more. I think that's black in Jesus. Then he wanted to take off on Sunday. For what? He done made the whole world. What he taking out for? Oh, look, I think he want to watch the game, personally. Then they talking about he got some hair white like lamb wool. You know what I think about that, right? The white man put the white in her. I think his hair was just like lamb's wool. I think his hair was woolly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then his feet was bronze. What about that? That what the dude looking at his feet said the color was. Mm-hmm. Then, not only that, when Mary and Joseph went to Fairleigh, Texas, Jesus run off. He all over in the church, answering questions and asking questions to doctors and lawyers. Mom and daddy come looking for him. Mary asked him what he doing. He talking about I'm about my father's business. Getting smart. What is she to whoop Jesus? He by that father, but they ain't seen him no more since. He just fell off the map after that till he turned 31. I want to know what he was doing from 13 to 31. I do. No, I'm just tripping. I ain't going to ask you no question like that. Whatever he was doing, that was his business. That was his business. But for real, though, Jesus, I think Jesus got some black in it. And then, peep this. When Jesus was at the church, and his mama and his 2 brothers came to the church to see him, they was standing outside because they knew they wasn't right. They didn't want to go all in and mess up the church. So they say, like, Jesus, come outside and holler at me. Jesus act like he don't even know him. Talking about, them ain't my people. My people up in here with me. If that ain't black, we all know what it is. That Jesus got some black up in him. I'm telling you that what that is. Better recognize. Shoot. They just be... I mean, everything be going down with Jesus. Them Christian folks, they be tripping. Especially them new Christians. And you know when they knew by them testimonies they be giving, they tell everybody business. They want the word to know. I'm so glad I done got saved. I ain't sleeping with the pastor no more. I ain't 33. I gave Deacon Robinson back in, buddy. What the? What is you doing? You don't tell all that at the church, huh? Man, when you get saved, it's all about redemption. Let God know what you've been doing. Be through with it. Anybody else ain't got to know? You ain't got to get all up in the church and tell it. Now the other sister grabbing their hub like that hoe ain't up out of her. But you know she is still asleep with them. Know she is still asleep with them. Shoot. And them prayer warrior ladies need to quit laying hands on them men. And the men need to quit laying them hands on them women. The man need to lay hands on the man. The women need to lay hands on the women. Sure. And that's what that is. Man. But the thing about Christianity is, I think everybody trying to get over on Jesus. They're holding the people. They want you to get 10%. Then they're going to ask you for some more money. Then the Catholic people want you to tell all their secrets. Tell all your little secrets to them. Then they're going to play with you. Fonder you or something. They're going to make you feel better. Muslim talking about they don't eat no pork. But they eat everything else. You know they do. Know they do. Them atheist people, they lost though. They don't believe in nothing. I ain't gonna mess with them because they already told off. I'm letting you know this. If you know somebody don't believe in Jesus, don't believe in nothing, they're the type of people you should not bother. They don't believe in nothing. That mean they don't believe in worrying about killing you if you bother them. So shoot, they ain't worried about going to the penitentiary. They ain't worried about nothing. Them the type of people you don't need to worry about. Leave them alone. They don't believe in nothing, so don't you believe in them. Stay as far away from them as you can. They will mess with your beliefs. But them Baptists, oh man, they be going platinum. You go to the banquet hall, they got it smoked out. You can find a blunt, won't nobody know it's so much nicotine up in there. I'm just saying, though, I wouldn't smoke no blunt in the church house, but they be smoking. They be doing that damn thing. Shoot. Man, it's so much stuff going on. So much stuff. I was looking at them video the other day. They got the new dude out. Mario. Little old cockeyed dude. Got one eye going for a little. Singing some song. But he want to be with this woman. And they married. He don't care what they go through. He want to be with her. But that fool eye is gone, man. I mean, real far gone. And what's wrong with NDRE? Why she always got on white? Anybody done ask her if she ever been locked up? I'm just wondering. Sure. I think these things we need to know. Hey, y'all seen Bobby Brown, that new video he got with Ja Rule, Thug Lovin'? Y'all see that nigga lip? You see his lip? Lip just messed up. I'm talking about look like he had a stroke or something. It don't go down. It just stay like that. I think that lip twist, Bobby done been on that crack and had a little old light stroke or something. Bobby doing bad. Witness kissing all on 106 in Park. Done took off her shoes, checking her watch, ain't going nowhere. Boy, these people just doing bad. I don't know what's wrong with them. Caleb been sleeping with kids, but that been happening a minute. Because when he put out that first or second CD, he be talking about once he get in deep, he ain't going to look at your ID. They should have heard something from him then. I would have peeped him out. I heard that part of the song. And that other dude, Tank, all these women cutting for him by that song I Deserve. Talking about he deserved to get cheated on and all that. But y'all better listen to that song. Because like toward the end, that verse where he say, he got his hands around her neck and she run out the throat and he grab her coat and he chasing after her. He done choked that girl. That's why she ran out the door. Y'all better listen. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm telling you this what this is. People getting choked all up in these songs. These brothers, then you know they abusive, what they about. Like them 504 boys. I want a girl to take a case for me. Not me. I'm not taking no case for nobody. Boy, you better hold that dope. I'm going to hold my weed. I mean, I don't smoke no more. I'm just saying, though. If I was still smoking weed, I'd hold the weed for him. I'd hold the weed for him. That's what that is, though. These superstars be tripping me out, though. They be doing the thing. Girl, Andy Stone, she got that big old fro. That's a sister, though, right there. That girl got that song by, Boy Don't Be Borrowing No $10. She need to get her and her kids something to eat. Yeah, she went platinum on that. That father brother, I would come to have one a cigarette or something. Every time I come to you, you got a cigarette. Man, what do you ever buy a cigarette? Do you even smoke, really? I mean, you just let them know them type of things. It's a whole lot of things people need to know. Sure. I don't know. I mean, sister don't want brothers trying to talk to them with no fever blister on their mouth. I mean, how you gonna try to holler at somebody with a fever blister on your mouth? That's just rude. You don't do nothing like that. Sure. And then women, if you big and you want a brother to go down on you, don't be putting all that powder down there. Brother gotta go through Desert Storm before we get to what he's trying to get to. And if you want a brother going down on you, sisters, please shave. Brother do not want to have to braid it, part it, and grease before we get to do what he got to do. Shoot. That's what I'm talking about. Cause I don't want no brother giving me no halfway job. Cause I know how they be feeling sometimes when girls be sucking on their little old thing. I'm just saying, though. I don't know. I'm just saying what I done heard. I'm just saying. How them sisters be bobbing on the head, taking it along, bobbing on the head, taking it along. Bobbing on the head, taking it long, staying on the head, staying on the head. And then right when that brother finna get ready to do what he gotta do, she take it out of her mouth and lick it. He looking at her like, what is you doing? Girl, if you don't quit that, then he'll tighten up his booty cause he was right there. And we looking at you with that one eye up. That's how y'all do us. Be going down on sister. And what in the hell is that y'all be doing when y'all just got y'all head going from side to side like y'all done lost y'all mind? Then y'all look up at us like, we supposed to be telling y'all something on a telepathic way. Nigga, you better finish. That's what we want to say. What you looking at me for? Give me the eye. Better quit tripping. Nobody want to do all that. Don't be licking nobody booty either. People don't like all that. That's too much action. If y'all licking booty, you need to stop. Your boot ain't supposed to be licked. I'm telling you that. That's serious. Licking booty. I wish your brother would lick my boot. I fart. Just fart on purpose. Just fart. I had a little freak, though. Told me he liked the smell of my poot. I was wondering about that. And them white folk, them golden shower, they be getting down with that. I don't see what nobody get out of getting pissed on. I just really don't. Well, I mean, piss on me for what? I'm going to fight you. Don't be pissing on me. White folks is a freaky people. They made up that dominatrix mess. Want a woman to beat on them and spank them. Put them in some handcuffs. They want to be slaves here. They just shouldn't have locked us up. They be tripping. Boy. And white folk, boy, they just trips me out. Them, they little bad-ass kid. Kid be all up in the stove. No, mommy. I want this one. It's $50. You gonna buy this one? No, little Johnny, put that back. Mommy, but I want this one. You don't sit. I wish little Johnny would. Nigga, you don't. Boy, look here. Try little Johnny by his neck and swing around a couple times. You know, to that little tight knot right there by your neck and it's pinching your meat. Little Johnny be all right. He be like a blue, purple, black color, but he be all right. Black people ain't going for that. Let the kids fall out in the store. We're going to fall out with them and hit them in the chest while we down there. Well, if you don't stop that, act like everybody, the whole family going crazy. Everybody that fall out in the floor. I'm going to be hitting him in the chest. Well, get your ass. Get up. What you gonna do? With somebody will call the police. Take him. Take him, which I guarantee you have him back in 24 hours. Take him. He's from the project. Projects ain't no place to play. Especially on Christmas. Other day I seen a kid had just got a Monopoly game for Christmas in the project. He was so happy. I went out there, they was all playing a little game. But I looked at the game. They done hooked the game up. They done marked out to go to jail, go to the penitentiary. Where you get the little house, they got live, they got traps where you buy all the little houses. They don't hook the little Monopoly game up, Monopoly from the hood. They buying little traps and got to go to the jail talking about you got the life sentence. And when you pull a little guest card where you ask a question, you're asking something like, how many times he get shot? I mean, man, look, I'm like, these kids is rough. Little kid run by my house. With a little gun. Talking about he done shot me. He doing a drive-by. I went in the house and got my pistol. Shoot, what? Went back out there. This would happen if you do a drive-by and I pull my little gun on him. So I thought that was cool. Man, do you know the little boy when got his whole family? Kiki, Nim, and everybody came to my house with some knives. Man, look here. I've never been so peaceful. I'm like, look here, I don't want no problem. I just thought he wanted to see a real gun. So I showed him one. I understand that y'all got some. Man, you don't mess with people in the project, especially within your first 90 days, because everybody trying you out. You're going to fight at least 3 times a week. Put that on your regular schedule, because you got to prove who you is in the projects. I mean, everybody got to like you, because if they don't, your house will be broke in within the first 120 days in the projects. And that's what that is. People do them things like that. Man, ain't nothing like living in the project. You live in the project, you can live anywhere. Matter of fact, when I go to White Town, I don't hear no noise. Oh, man, I be nervous. I be looking all around. I don't know what's going on. I'm looking for a noise. I'm thinking I'm hearing something because the bush is too quiet. You're looking. I know I ain't the only one to do it. When you in the hood, you know what's going to happen around 9, 10. Somebody going to start shooting. You go in the house, sit down, chill, go back outside after everything done died down. Go to a good part of the hood and you don't know nobody and it's too quiet. You skitzing, looking around, wondering what's going on, what's that around the bushes, why that light so dim? Look like it just brightened up. Who is that on the porch? You just looking. Everything looks scary to you. It's too quiet. That's how you know you ain't supposed to be there. Them ain't the place you're supposed to be. Man, I love kids. Kids talk to me. They tell me everything to be on their mind. I mean, they tell me things like, they don't like you putting that damn spit on their mouth to wash their face. Get a towel. Keep some baby wipes or something. Because you don't always brush your teeth. And these little girls won't let their mamas know. Quit letting your little funky friends braid their hair. They got them holding their head down in the front and turned around toward them. They smelly. They don't bathe too often. And they don't like them holding their head down when they trying to get up. It ain't because they hold a bad head. It's because your girl's smelling bad. So tell them don't be doing that to them little girls when they braid their hair. Little boys, too. They don't want to smell it. Tell your homegirl to bathe. You bathe, as a matter of fact. If you the one doing it, they heard the kid acting like they keep moving when you got them turned around. That's, I'll tell you something if they can't hold their head down right. Get up and do something with yourself. Kids want y'all to know this. They say they're tired of babysitting, too. Take all your badass kids with you. They ain't had no kids. Their birthday was last week. They just turned 9. They tired of watching all these kids for you. They want to go out and celebrate their birthday on their birthday weekend. Why you out celebrating? And they keeping the kids. They said y'all need to know that. They said they want something for Christmas if they 16 and they 5'2" and they wear a size 12. You know the damn angel tree ain't going to get them nothing. You going to buy them some clothes. They too big to get some under the angel tree. That's a damn shame what this blow-up chicken doing to these kids. Little girl, 9 years old and 7 and 10 and 11. Little bitty girl. Starting that cycle. That's messed up. All up at the school. Talking about they can't do their homework because they back hurt. They cramping. You can't do nothing about it but we in my mind all. You know they telling the truth. Teachers up there sympathizing. Kids falling out behind on their grades. Going through PMS. Little boys don't know what to do. They got the fourth grader pregnant. Everything going wrong. Y'all need to pick at these chickens. Everybody better start eating fish. Hell, pork is the other white meat. Might ought to go back to that. Muslims ain't always right. Whew. I want to find me a man with some dog qualities. I know what you're saying. I don't know nobody want no dog ass nigga, but I do. I mean, I'd like a brother who could go in and get stuck. Can't get it out. That kind of turned me on. I mean, he can't even get loose. Just get stuck on it. I seen how them dogs do when they trying to do something. Dog gets stuck. He can't get away for a few hours. That way I wouldn't have to worry about my man leaving me. He'd be stuck after he got in. He had to sit there for a minute if he had some dog-like qualities. Yeah. And it's some more things dogs got going for them, that scent thing. I mean, can you imagine if you could still smell another woman on your man after he took a bath, if you had some dog-like qualities? I mean, it's all right being a dog sometimes. And then what if we had 4 legs instead of 2? When you riding, you wouldn't get tired so quick. You have 2 legs up there by his shoulder, 1 leg down there by his waist, a whole other leg up, no problem. Hell, you could even scratch with it. Shoot. And if your man got burnt, if he got fleas or ticks, you could put him on a collar. You wouldn't have to wait 7 days. It's overnight, 24 hours. As if you used the good stuff. If not, 3 to 7 days. But hell, you're used to the wait. All you got to do is go buy to the... You ain't got to go buy it over the counter. You ain't got to go to the doctor. Just go buy him a dog collar. Good. 2-in-1. Flea and tick collar. Kill the babies and the eggs. It's a good thing if you had a dog like man. I mean, being a dog would have its qualities. Only thing I wouldn't like is that pink little worm he have. It's just something about that. They look like a white man to me. And I just can't do nothing with no white man. They remind me of chitlins. Bologna or something. That's what it looked like, some bologna. Can you imagine trying to screw a piece of bologna? That's bad. That's not good. But bologna is good with that thick cheese you used to get from the World Farms. I remember them days. Y'all remember that thick cheese? The big block of cheese with the sandwich? Made the grilled cheese sandwich? Yeah, that cheese, that's some good cheese. That's some good cheese. Man. I remember some things. I remember when a woman judged a man by his jam box. I mean, if you had the big red one with all the silver on it, that was the tight one. The little boom box didn't mean nothing. You had to have a big system. You didn't have to have no cord. Just had a big radio to make the loudest noise or something with the most bass. That mean you was the bomb. Don't know how to pop lock. Oh, sister's falling all over. Brother know how to pop lock. Oh, man. We already thinking he know what to do. He gonna pop in. What? Pop lock? That's what that is. I remember them days. Man, I remember days when the neighbors were so hung, they had to go to the house, put on another pair of pants, go to the store, with two pearl pants on. And then the pants on the outside had a tight lid, so when you drop the food in between the two pearl pants, they won't fall out at the bottom. I remember days like that. Do you remember the day we used to eat grilled sandwiches? From the days before meal? Because you know you wasn't getting no more meat, so you just kind of put it in the grease and let it grill till it's like a toast. I know you remember them mayonnaise sandwiches. Ketchup sandwiches. Earl sandwiches. Bread sandwiches. Sandwich sandwiches. Boy, ooh. I done been po'. Man, I done been so po'. With five of us in our family, we had one jacket. One person get on one side, one person get on the other side, and all the other kids get in the middle and hold hands and kind of intertwine, and that's how we walked to school. One jacket. But it was extra large, though, so my mama bought it so it could fit everybody. She made ends meet. But sometime, when one of us was sick, and that one had to get the coat by theyself, she used to pull our pants up close to up under our arms and tighten our belt up real tight. That kept us warm, too. I was appreciative of that. There's so many things that I'm appreciative of. I'm appreciative of kids that will tell you the truth. Like my kids, they very honest. Like, you can't ask them questions like how this look on me. They gonna tell you how it look on you. Baby, how this look on me? Mama, you look like a donkey. Like, what kind of donkey? Mama, a real donkey. Well, is it a good donkey or a bad donkey? Mama, you just look like a donkey. And I'm not sure too many people want to be looking like a donkey. And if he'd have told me a good donkey, I don't still think I wanted to look like a donkey. But when I looked in the mirror, I did look like a donkey. And I was glad he was honest. But kids will hurt your friend's feelings, so you need to kind of let your friend know about your kids if they outspoken. Don't bring your friend to your house that weigh about 300. And you know got one of them little kids that make fun of big people. Because I did that before. And my son came in there and he asked my friend, why you on both our couches? And I was like, baby, you shouldn't ask people stuff like that. I just pushed the couches together so she could be comfortable. Then they say stuff like, why you eat so much? Because every time my friend came, she had some chicken. My son like, why you eat so much? My homegirl was like, haven't I just got out of work? I'm home. He said, you always hungry. She was like, well, Alvin, baby, I just worked 8 hours. He was like, well, can't you wait 8 more hours? I was like, Alvin, you know, baby, she need to eat too. He said, mama, she done ate too much. He feel like she's a whale. He explained to me that when a whale eat a lot of food, that it holds the food in the flubble. So the whale eats off that for a while. So he thinking my homegirl got this same ability. So I had to break this down to him. She wasn't a whale. She just weighed about the same much as what a whale weighed. That's not good, though, because I love big people. I mean, big people need a lot of love because they got a lot of love for you. But I mean, some big people need to watch their little wrinkles. I mean, them little wrinkles at the back of y'all, them little things get sweaty and stink. Y'all need to watch them. Make sure you do that. And then if you know that after your legs run together for a certain amount of time, if you've been sitting there and you sweating, that it's going to cause a sweat pot to be on somebody's furniture, you need to let them know that. Because people be thinking you done peed. Sure, all sweaty and wet. We don't know what's going on with your body temperature and all. Let people know that. Shoot. I just don't know. It's so many things people need to let people know. I mean, like handicapped people. They need to let people know when they're handicapped. Hey, you ever dated somebody that's handicapped? I did. Oh, he misled me. I'm talking about He take his sister all the way to the good room at the good price. Give his sister some good worm. I'm all up into it. We doing this. I try to wrap my leg around. I don't hit nothing. So I'm thinking maybe it's the weed. This was when I smoked. I don't smoke no more. I'm just saying. So I try to wrap my leg around again. I don't hit nothing. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm tripping. Cause I'm on that killer. And I didn't get to see what was going on prior to this because he was so quick to cut off the lights. But I done made up my mind. When we deal with this, I'm going to beat him to the light switch because I want to know what's going on. Because this is some good weed he done gave me. So before I do that there, I hit it one more time and try to wrap my leg around so I can pull him closer to me because I'm feeling him. I couldn't do it. We get through. I jump up. I hit the light switch. This brother over here putting this motherfucking leg on. I'm talking about putting it on like clack, 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 clack. The leg came off. I'm like, what, man, what you doing? He RoboCop up in here. He done took his legs off and sit him on top of the bed. I started throwing him on top of the house. And asked him to leave. Walk out of my life if you want to. I mean, you can't even argue handicapped people like you argue regular people. I mean, like you arguing with a handicapped person. You be like, You gonna leave me, huh? Cool. Throw that legs on top of the house. Say, walk out of my life. Do it. They can't do nothing. They can't do nothing because they ain't got no legs. But you can rub it in. You can just really torment and you can be like, I threw your legs on top of the house. It's a ladder around the side. I'm sure you can get up there and get them. You can do stuff like that to handicapped people. Oh, don't let them have them little bitty arms. Throw their stuff over their head so they can't get it. Oh, man. That is hilarious. Them little bitty arms reaching. Looked like Chucky little legs when he was kicking. Trying to get something. Man, but I got a homeboy with some little bitty arms. And he ain't no regular dude either. Cause handicapped people got some skills. I mean, my boy can drive a car, y'all, with his toes. I mean, I seen him. He was driving with his feet, cut the radio on, put in a CD, and rolled up a blunt. With his feet. I'm saying he's bad. And think of the things he can teach his kids. Say, for instance, his kids grow up and be a truck driver or something. Go on the road, have a wreck, crash, lose his legs, unload in the back of the truck because another car run into his legs because he didn't see him because he was too short or whatever. He go to his daddy, I done lost my legs. No, he ain't gonna lose his legs. He gonna lose his hands, his arms. Okay, now he gonna lose his legs. No. It don't matter what he lose if he got a handicapped daddy because he gonna teach him. He gonna teach him. If he lose his arms, daddy ain't got no problem teaching him how to drive with his feet. If he lose his feet, daddy ain't got no problem teaching him how to use his hand. Because he say, boy, it ain't your legs that count anyway. Long as you got your third leg, it's all right. Everybody gonna tell me, gonna tell his son, be proud of not having legs. That's what you do with handicapped people. And see, you know what? I kind of want to date a blind person. I did when I was little, though, because I had low self-esteem. Because they don't care how ugly you is. They love you blindly. For real, they do. They don't care about nothing. They don't care how you look. They ain't got to look at you. Long as you treat them right. Shoot. But if they can just feel your face and know you ugly, I mean, shoot. You need to quit trying to holler at peoples. For real, though. For real, because you try to holler at somebody blind, they feel your face and tell you ugly, you got some issues. And speaking of which, women, y'all need to watch out for the position these dudes be trying to put y'all in. For real, though. And men, y'all need to learn from these positions these women be putting y'all in. These women's and things. What this is right here, I'm going to break this down for you. When you making love to a woman, and she always want to be on top, she controlling. You get you a woman that always want to be on the bottom and don't throw it back, she lays him. But women, if you get a man that always want to hit it from the back, you better question it. And I'm going to tell you how you check it. The very next time he hit it from the back, you start throwing it real good to him. And when you throw it, you working. And I mean, and if you working and you doing it real good, everything got right and everything going fine, and he liking this and he loving this, you keep doing it. Because that means he like that. But if you try to turn around and look at that brother, and then he push your face, then that means he think he ugly. You ugly, he don't want you looking at him. He don't want to look at your face.